Indigenous Rights Radio, because knowledge is power.
We are reporting from the 2015 United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues. And Vicky Tauli Corpus shares with us her experiences on her visit to Paraguay, her first official visit as the Special Rapporteur on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples.
My name is Vicky Tauli Corpus. I am the UN Special Rapporteur on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. I am Akankanae Igorot from the Cordillera region in the Philippines.
Vicky, could you tell us about your most recent visit, your official visit to Paraguay? You know, what does an official visit look like, and who are the people you meet with?
An official visit is a visit that I do. It's part of my mandate, and it happens when a country officially invites the rapporteur, and the rapporteur will be able to have the possibility of visiting communities, talking with government officials and other actors, and preparing a country report that will be presented at the Human Rights Council.
Could you tell us a little bit maybe about some of the people that you've met with and, you know, some of the things that you experienced?
Well, I managed to meet a lot of indigenous peoples. There was a national conference of indigenous peoples from all over the country. It was organized with the UN country team, you know, so they helped organize this meeting. I also had meetings with indigenous women to specifically speak about their situation as women. But then I was able to manage to visit several communities, you know, and of course, to talk with many ministers. I think I talked with 14 ministers, no, and of the government, as well as the Human Rights Committee of the Senate. I also had managed to talk with some representatives of the private sector. So it was a very good visit in terms of me getting to meet really the people whom I would like to ask, who would like to report some of their problems with me, but also with people who can have the possibility of solving these problems. You know? So, and then at the UN country teams, I also had a meeting with the various UN agencies, as well as other actors like the civil society organizations who are supporting indigenous people. So I think a country visit is really a very, very useful part of the mandate, because it allows you to really bring to dialogue some of the people who are concerned about this issue, but also to get their perspectives in terms of what the problems are and what kinds of solutions can be done, as well as for me to follow up some of the recommendations of previous rapporteurs. You know, there were other rapporteurs who went to visit there before me, like the special rapporteur on extreme poverty, you know, and the special rapporteur on extreme poverty has made a report already saying that the level of poverty of indigenous peoples in Paraguay is higher compared to the average population. So there were some recommendations that he made that I also followed up with the government. In terms of what the government has, they have laws on like indigenous education, indigenous health, you know. But the situation in Paraguay is quite unique in a way, because many of the lands were sold out to private owners, no, after the war in the 1800s, you know, where Paraguay lost and they have to pay a lot of debt. The way that the government during that time dealt with this was to sell many of the state lands to private owners, and that is the root cause of many of the problems of indigenous peoples now, that basically they don't really own lands. For them to be able to get back those lands, they have to buy those lands, or they have to get the government to buy those lands and give it back to them. So that's in general what the situation is like, and my report will be released very soon. So when my report is released, then that you can get all the details.
Thank you so much. You know, we're really looking forward to your report. But could you also walk us through possibly the process of creating the report? Is it just based on what you've observed there, or are there other...
There's a lot of research that needs to be done. Even before I go to Paraguay, I have people doing research on what is the situation of indigenous peoples in Paraguay, if there were visits of previous rapporteurs or reports from the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, as well as from the other treaty bodies. Then we have to look at all of this, or what the Paraguay report was at the Universal Periodic Review of the Human Rights Council. So we really need to go through all of these kinds of reports so that we will build upon what has been said in those reports, and also to follow up on what has been recommended by these reports. No, so it's a lot of work, and then of course you have to communicate back and forth with the government, as well as with the UN country teams, especially if there's a UNOH Office of the High Commissioner on Human Rights office in that country, so that you can fix up the report, as well as talk to indigenous organizations and indigenous representatives to make sure that they can also have some recommendations in terms of what particular places to visit, and other civil society actors, no? So even before that, so it takes like almost 4 months, you know, before you go to the country. And when you go to the country, you already have a prepared itinerary which has been like vetted by the government, also but agreed upon by the country team, as well as the indigenous peoples. In the end, of course, I will be the one who will make the decision on where I would like to go, but that's the amount of preparation that happens. Then when one goes to a country, you are, you know, because I have to always keep in mind that I'm an independent expert, so it will be the UN who will be facilitating all the logistics. If I need to fly, if I need to do a land trip, I cannot be riding in a government vehicle, for instance, no, because that means that you might, you know, lose your independence and all that. And they have to make sure the security of the vehicles, whether these are planes or cars, are really insured, no? So in one place in Paraguay, I wasn't able to go because the security of the UN did not agree to for us to go, because at that time there were these thunderstorms, and there were these electric storms, and it doesn't allow small planes to fly. So that whole trip, I didn't have a chance to visit with some of the people I needed. I did a land trip, you know, an 8-hour land trip, just because I wasn't allowed to board that plane. No, so it's a lot of careful preparations, making sure that at least you will be able to cover and talk with the people that are relevant for your mission, and making sure also that your independence is not compromised.
So it sounds like you do a lot of pre-prep work, as well as a lot of intense research, really just getting to know the people and what they're all about and their various plights. What about afterwards, before you prepare your report? Are there follow-ups that you need to do before that?
Yeah, definitely. For instance, if there are information that we find missing, you know, in terms of the exact data or the dates or the place, or then we have to go back and forth to the people that we have met with. And then if there are, we have to ensure the accuracy of the information that we have, no? And then before it goes out, we have to send the report to the government to allow the government to see what's there in the report. And they're not necessarily going to censor what you're going to say, but it's a matter of courtesy, you know, that they will be able to see the report so that there will be no surprises for them when I present the report before the Human Rights Council, or it will prepare them to at least say what they need to say, you know. But that's the way it works. That's in the code of conduct. It's very clear that you have to do that. You know, one of the problems of some rapporteurs, I haven't experienced that yet because this is my first country visit, is that, you know, sometimes when rapporteurs visit and there are people they speak with, then these people become subject to harassments afterwards, no? So there's also a very careful way that when I meet with indigenous peoples, that there are no government officials with me, so that they will be able to speak freely. And then you have to ensure their security as well, because in several cases, after the rapporteur leaves, sometimes some of the people they spoke with get arrested. And, you know, of course, that hasn't happened in my case in Paraguay, but that is always one thing that they constantly remind us in the Office of the High Commissioner, that we also have to ensure the security of the people that we speak with and the confidentiality, you know, of who they are, etc., because we also have to ensure that their rights are not going to be violated because they spoke to a rapporteur.
Wow, that's not only a lot of work, but a lot of responsibility.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, it's a lot of responsibility because there are some cases, in fact, where rapporteurs really have people, people who have been arrested, put in jail, and the rapporteurs had to do their work to get these people out of jail, to talk to the governments that this is not allowed, you know. So it's a very heavy responsibility in terms of thinking of the safety and security of people you speak with, and also ensuring that the government really doesn't, take it against the people who are sharing the information with rapporteurs. So even in the other mandate, that the other part of the work that I have, which is communications, you know, I receive letters from indigenous peoples regarding the violations of their rights, and I have to keep all this confidential, no? And then when I write to the government, I will never mention whom I received the information from. And these are all confidential communications. So it's not a practice of rapporteurs to go to the press and, you know, denounce something. Because the idea of a rapporteur is that they are able to really open lines of communication, talk with people who can make those decisions, and not to go to the press. Because that's not the work of the rapporteur. The rapporteur is really more a silent worker behind, you know. And it's the role of indigenous organizations or civil society organizations to do those kinds of denunciations, you know, but not the rapporteur in particular.
For more information on other indigenous issues and a link to the report on the findings from the Paraguay official visit when it becomes available, visit cs.org/rights.